Youth violence got pretty bad in federal way, and not many people were able to step in and intervene. Then a group of concerned parents gathered at City Hall a little more than a year ago. What started that day became the Federal Way Youth Action Team. KUOW's Patricia Murphy reports on one of its promising programs.
It's Saturday morning, and Sharisa Eggleston is opening the doors at the Federal Way Boys and Girls Club.
We start at 9:30, so we're just setting everything up.
Twice a month since November, Eggleston and co-founder Kelly Laritson have been running the HYPE program out of this donated space. HYPE stands for Helping Youth Perform Excellence. Over the next 4 hours, teens in the program will talk, cook, eat, and do a community service project.
Today we have a full program from 9:30 to 10. We'll do welcome and introductions. We always start with a quote to kind of get their brain in the right place. And we'll be talking about race and ethnicity today. Come on in. This is a new kid, so I need to go welcome him. Just a second.
Good morning.
Hi. Are you Ben?
Yeah.
I'm Miss Sharisa. Nice to meet you. You are at the right place.
The HYPE program is small, but it's never short on participants. King County Superior Court's equity and justice advocate Jason Clark says community-run programs like this can be powerful because they provide committed, credible mentorship.
And when you think about it, it's those culturally responsive service providers that most times are people of color who have lived experiences that are very similar to the population of young people that we're trying to reach.
At the Boys and Girls Club, Eggleston passes out notebooks to five sleepy teens spread out at two tables.
Okay. All right, so here's how the day goes.
Each of them has had contact with the criminal justice system. Three of the boys say they identify as African American. One is Mexican. The newest referral is white.
Today we have guests coming in, Miss Tamar and her daughter are going to lead a discussion about race and
while
equity.
The teens eat breakfast muffins, the speaker tries to get them to open up about how race impacts their experience.
So the prison system is a system, right? And it is intended to do what?
When the discussion turns to discipline in school, Eggleston expertly draws them out. She's worked in the public school system for more than a decade.
I used to get searched and do the eyeball check, do like DUI stuff in school. I'm like, bro.
It's insane.
Eggleston says she and co-founder Laritson designed HYPE to be responsive to what the kids need and what they want to learn about.
The kids say, what do they want to do? We find somebody in the community who looks like them that's doing it.
And that can be impactful for teens and the guests. A few months back, 27-year-old Andre Adams gave a presentation on media production and never left.
You know, it was only for like an hour or two that I had to come, but I ended up spending the whole day with them.
Now Adams works with them as a volunteer mentor.
I recognize if somebody would explain things to me in my language, I could understand how to go about doing that, you know, instead of maybe talking at me or reprimanding me.
It's the kind of enduring relationship that teens like Shay Costin were searching for.
Well, when I came on in, I was just, didn't really think it was going to be nothing, just another program, you know, get me off probation or something. But then when I really started getting into it, it was like you can really change your community, you know, like I wanted to be a better leader in my community.
Costin was released from probation months ago, but he still comes back to attend HYPE. He's become active in other programs run by the Youth Action Team as well. And recently, he's been talking to city leaders about gun violence.
I've been going to a lot of just juvenile meetings and attending council meetings, too, just trying to get people to hear our voice.
21 teens have gone through the program. Half now have jobs. King County's Jason Clark says the HYPE program is an example of what he hopes is a changing tide in juvenile justice, turning more programs over to community members who work proactively and including non-traditional providers who've been incarcerated.
There's a specific experience when you come into contact with the system and you overcome and you persevere and you turn things around and you're able to become successful, that's really understandable for young people. And from what I've seen in this work, the power of credible messengers is amazing.
Eggleston says with volunteers, the HYPE program costs about $30,000 a year. It gets about $4,000 a year through county contractors. But that means Eggleston and Laritson are paying most of the cost themselves. This spring, the group was turned down for funding by the city of Federal Way. The city says the group will have another opportunity to apply for funding in a few months. Clark says moving forward, there are ways the county can step in to help groups like HIPE overcome barriers and become more attractive to city leaders.
We have a group that's great at connecting with young people, but they're not necessarily great at providing a program structure. We can help them with the structural pieces. We can give them training and motivational interviewing to draw the needs out for young people, but also cognitive behavioral therapy training and then program implementation.
These are quick and easy meals. And we're going
to
do it.
It's lunchtime in the HIPE program, and guest chef Trudy Tatum is teaching the boys to make a shellfish boil in foil.
So the first thing we need to do is get some potatoes. So each person is going to probably get about, five or so potatoes.
The boys get busy chopping potatoes and corn, cutting shrimp and sausage to stuff in foil packets. HIPE is structured like a family, and meals are where it all comes together. There's a quick celebration for a boy who was just released from probation. Then everyone piles in for a photo, and Shay Costin, who's now in charge of social media, tweets it out. The work is challenging, but the formula is simple. Sharisa Eggleston believes what she and Kelly Lauritsen have done can be replicated to serve more teens.
We were just two middle-aged moms in the community that were like, okay, kids are dying, kids are hanging out with the wrong people and making a split-second bad decision that has ruined the rest of their life. We can do this.
After lunch, the boys stuff hygiene bags for the homeless, baby wipes, shampoo, deodorant. At least one asks if he can take one home as well. Tomorrow, they'll meet up and do it all again. The guest will be a former NFL football player who will talk with them about gun violence and prevention. The discussion is personal for these teens. HIPE has lost two members to gun violence this year. I'm Patricia Murphy, KUOW News.